"I'd like to see the Queen," Alice said, "but I haven't got an invitation."
"You'll see me in the Queen's garden," said the Cheshire Cat, and vanished.
"That's strange, but not very strange," thought Alice. She waited for 2 minutes, and the cat came back again.
"What happened to the baby?" it asked.
"It changed into a pig," Alice said.
"I knew it," said the cat, and vanished again.
Alice stayed under the tree for a short time.
"Perhaps it will come back again," she thought. But it didn't. "I think I'll go and visit the March Hare," said Alice.
She started to walk to his home. After some minutes, she heard a sound. She looked up, and there was the Cheshire Cat in a tree, a different tree.
"Did you say pig?" asked the cat.
"Yes," Alice answered.
Then she said,
"Cheshire Cat, 1 minute you vanish, and the next minute you're there again. I don't like it."
"I know," said the cat.
And this time it vanished quite slowly. First its body went, then its legs. Then all of it vanished, and there was only its smile.
"There are a lot of cats without a smile, but a smile without a cat? Now that's very strange," Alice said.
Slowly, the Cheshire Cat's smile vanished too, and Alice began to walk again. She saw the March Hare's house through the trees. It was bigger than the Duchess's house. Alice ate some of the white mushrooms. She got bigger again. In a short time, she was about 60 centimetres high. She felt afraid, but walked to the house.
"I hope the March Hare isn't too strange," she thought.